Hello.
Hi, Steve. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was following up regarding the account and the past due payment. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, I need to take a pause for a month.
Oh, okay. So I can't do a pause or even a cancellation with a past due balance. And that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 24th. So your August 24th payment is past due. But the good news is you're catching it in time because right now you're just past due for $149. But come September 24th, you'd be past due for $298. So we could get the payment up to speed and then pause it. Is it just a month that you need? Because I could do a seasonal hold for up to 3 months if you like.
Yeah, just do that.
Okay. So, but again, we have to get the payment up to speed.
$149.
Yes, it's $149, and then I can pause September, October, November, and you would renew in December if that's what you want. Of course, you could.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. Yeah.
You want to do that?
Okay.
So then for the new...
This is but I'm fixing to give you a card right now. This is a one-time charge.
Okay. We'll use this card for just that August 24th payment, and then after that, I'll put the account on a seasonal hold, okay?
Okay. It's $149, ain't what you said?
Yep, $149. So if you get any notifications talking about the reoccurring charge, don't worry about that. I'm going to disregard it because you're going to get an email in 15 minutes that the account's going to go on a seasonal hold, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
4764.
Okay.
4700.
Got it.
0438.
Uh-huh.
5897.
5897. Okay, got it. And then expiration?
January 26th.
And the code on the back?
312.
312. Okay. And for this card, is it still the Wharton Avenue for the billing address, or would that be different?
Yes, it's the same.
Same. Okay. So let me get the authorization, and then that will allow me to then do the seasonal for you. Okay, good. That went through. I got the green light. Now, quick question, Steve.
Hang on. Let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've got it under Weaver's Painting and Repair, right?
You do. Yes.
I need to add LLC.
Okay. So then let me have the tech department add the LLC. That usually takes like 1 to 3 business days. Once they add it, then I can put the account on the seasonal hold. That way you'll still have the update first.
That's fine.
One thing I want to let you know is that if you don't change the payment, it will automatically renew on this card in December. So do you want me to put a different card on file so that it doesn't bill on this one again?
No, this will be the same card, and I'll probably renew it before then. I'm just so covered up. I haven't got time to, you know, to do what I need to do to, you know, get on Facebook and all that. You know, I mean, I'm shorthanded.
Okay, you just need more time for, like, the completion of the setup of the Facebook ads and all that, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So you have an option, if you like, where you could, well, let me actually see. Well, let me just double check here.
I mean, I want to keep using y'all's service, but I just, you know, I got overwhelmed with too much work.
Yeah. It looks like initially you signed up with our program for $249, and that included $100 worth of Facebook ads. And the reason that it's $149 now is we took those off for you temporarily, and maybe that's just because you need some time to finish the setup of it. So
even in
December, or if you call us back sooner, it's going to still go to $149 without the ads. We're not going to just put them on without your authorization. So if you decide that if you have some time to deal with it, you could let us know and we'll put those back on. If not, you'll stay with the same package that you have now, okay?
Yeah, and I'm still trying to figure out how to send y'all some pictures and stuff from my work. You know, I'm not real computer savvy, so
Well, do you have a second? I can show you how to upload it through the dashboard.
I don't even know how to get to the dashboard.
it's pretty simple. It sounds intimidating, but it's really as easy as checking an email. You would just click on a link that I sent you and plug in a username and password. And then once you get in, you click on business info and then you upload your pictures right there. So,
what's my username and password?
I'm going to trigger an email that will have that information, but you can write it down too if you like. So, the username is your phone number, and it's just the 10 digits, so there's no spaces or dashes or anything. It's just the 10 digits of your phone number.
So that's only 9-308-2023?
Yeah, but there's 205 in front. Yeah, so 205-308-2023. That's your username, and it's all one digit. It's not, like, spaced or anything. And the password is lowercase, and it's no spaces or anything. P as in Paul, P as in Paul.
Whoa. I got to run this thing.
You're funny.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Okay. What's the password?
P as in Paul, and then another P as in Paul.
Uh-oh, P-P.
Yeah, P-P, and then C, like cat. That actually stands for pay-per-click. You don't have pay-per-click because that's a Google paid ad. You don't have that, but it stands for pay-per-click. And then the word success. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. Yeah. And then that's also no space in between. So just PPC success.
Lowercase.
And once you get in, you can change that password to whatever you like. That's just a temporary password to let you in.
Okay. Now tell me how to get to that again.
So you would go to my.localsplash.com.
Local Splash.
And once you go to that page, you're going to come to a page. When you go to my.localsplash.com, that page is automatically going to pop up and ask you for the username and password.
Okay.
So you're just going to plug in that information that you just wrote down. And then once you get in the dashboard, there's going to be a little tab at the top that says business info. You just click on that. And that's the page that if you go to the bottom where you can send over more photos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
let me ask you a question. How long have I got between the next, if I decide not to do the pause?
Well, I just put in this payment, and it pushed the next one out for you till October 24th, so you might want to just keep it open because you have more than a month to kind of go in there and get this, and that way everything will stay active in the meantime. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, just do that.
Okay, we'll
just
keep it
that.
All
but
open.
Let me ask you a question. When I get on this website,
yes,
how many can – I mean, I got a million pictures. How many can I upload at one time?
I'm not sure
how many do y'all need?
I would say I think the slideshow would probably be best to put maybe around 10 to 15. Sometimes people ask me, oh, why can't I put 100? And the answer is you can put 100 if you want to, but sometimes that hurts your rankings because there's so much information on there. Google, it'll trick the web crawlers when someone's looking for a painter or drywall repair or something in the area. If there's so much pictures on there, sometimes it actually gets to be conflicting. So I would say maybe find 10 or 15 of really good ones that you like. Upload them, and then you're not married to them. If, 6 months from now you have another project that just blows those pictures out of the water, you can send new pictures over as they come along, and all those revisions that you make, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, I'll do that. I'll work on this.
Thank you. Yeah, and if you have any questions, just call us. It's pretty simple. And if you get frustrated with getting on the dashboard or anything like that, also you can just send the pictures over to us. So write this email address down. It's just support.
And what now?
The word support. So S-U-P-P-O-R-T. And then the at symbol, localsplash.com. So that would be your plan B. If you get frustrated with the dashboard, you just write an email to us and you send the pictures over that way, and then we'll upload them for you. But I like it if you can get on the dashboard, because that way you can arrange them the way that you like, and you'll see it's more user-friendly. But if it's easier, just email it to us.
I need to buy me a laptop. Anyway, I'll do
that. Yeah,
laptop. Another thing. Give me the, if I have to call you, give me a phone, good phone number.
Yep, it's 877-635-6225. And then you would just hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you.
Okay.
And incidentally, everything that I just gave you to write down, when you hang up, you'll see a text message that comes through that will also have your username and password and our customer support line, and you'll get an email also that has that information. So if for some reason, because I know sometimes I scribble something down on a paper and I'm like, shoot, where did I put it? You could always go back and... Yeah.
I know. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, you could always circle back to the text message or the email, and you'll see that same information there, okay?
You sound like Biden's or somebody's press secretary, but Psaki, circle back, Psaki.
Oh, no. I don't know. Is that a compliment or not? I don't know.
Well, no, circle back. I wouldn't use circle back no more.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's a compliment.
That's that red-headed princess.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't like her. I don't like her at all. Yeah, no.
I don't like the other neither, because she knows she's lying.
Yeah, I like the cute little blonde one that Trump had. I'd be her. So.
Oh, yeah. For real. Yeah, I like
sharp.
Her, too.
Yeah, she was sharp, and she could answer the questions. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, Steve, and I'll get that LLC put up there. And once those pictures come over, they'll go live on your site within 1 to 3 business days, too. So, you know, as you send them, we'll start the updates as well, okay?
Okay, I appreciate your help.
No problem. Have a good evening, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.